Hi, I'm Carla Hall of ABC's The Chew. You're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA. Hootie hoo!
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball, and the Halos are home tonight. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Welcome. Do keep up with us on social media. If you look at either our Facebook or Instagram feed right now, you will see some provocative food imagery of the food that is available at the Boneyard Bistro in Sherman Oaks. And I assure you, it is as tasty as it looks, if not more. And we're proudly presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. And we're happy to pick up our conversation with chef proprietor Aaron Robbins of Boneyard Bistro. Aaron, welcome back. Now, we were talking about the bar program at Boneyard Bistro, and before we move on and talk about the food, your bar top has a long bar top, I might say, has an interesting history. Briefly share that with us, because it's part of the history of your building.
It is. When we built the bar back in 2010, we had, during the demolition, we had pulled out a drop ceiling and found an acoustic ceiling underneath it. Now, we know our building is from the 40s, so we pulled out this acoustic ceiling to find another acoustic ceiling. And then when we pulled that out, there were all these strips of wood that were being pulled out and thrown away, and I noticed that, A, they were tongue and groove, and they were only about 3-4 inches wide. But I saw a lot of them were painted, so I actually started looking at the paint on it, and I started taking pieces from the scrap pile and putting it together, and I figured out what this was. It was an old disassembled rail car, and well, I told everybody to stop throwing it away, so we kept it, and then during the pandemic, we rebuilt the bar top. I had saved all this wood for the last, 10, 11 years. And we were able to mosaic it back together as the bar top. The imagery is Southern Pacific Railroad and Union Pacific. And we're able to piece it back together in a bit of a mosaic and make this gorgeous bar top from a pre-World War I rail car.
Chef Aaron, just the attention to detail is something that I admire. Now, let's talk about food. You're so serious about your barbecue, Aaron, that you actually use different cookers for different styles of proteins. So let's talk about what you use for that outlandish brisket that you do.
So the brisket, we have two big pieces of J&R equipment inside the kitchen. We have a J&R wood-burning grill and wood-burning oven, which we've had since the get-go. And we've always done our brisket on that. And our brisket's always been just one of those we're just so proud of. Mind you, we have introduced a new piece of equipment recently. We had a custom Texas-style offset smoker rig built for us to do catering, kind of as an insurance backup. And so we have a 20-foot trailer in the back with a 500-gallon offset. And we've started doing briskets frequently on that as well. We need to become really proficient at it. It's what I learned on, and it's just amazing what we can do with that thing.
Well, and Aaron, it is a real impressive piece of equipment, and I would invite all of our listeners that partake of Boneyard Bistro, do go back to the back patio and look at that monster of an offset smoker. And Aaron, we should say, it is painted a very distinctive color of blue that one might say is Dodger blue. We would not say that around here, but we would mention we would mention that for reference. I think I'm right on the money there, Chef.
Yes, it is. We're on the LA side. It's Dodger Town. So
Well, but Aaron, as I shared with you out at the restaurant, there's plenty of room for both the Dodgers and the Angels in the greater LA market. The only thing you have to worry about is when they're playing each other in the World Series. And Chef, when that happens, you and I will have a disagreement. But otherwise, we're all on the same side, I think.
I'll just tempt you with a little bit of brisket. We'll see how loyal you are.
Yeah, well, you know, Chef, you're making it tough. Now, let's get back to your menu. Many years ago, you came up with this crazy small bite. As you said earlier in the show, you really like to push things to the extreme, and I agree with that. But our listeners have to hear about the Kobe-style beef chili fried donuts because, ladies and gentlemen, as strange as that may sound, it is absolutely delicious, and it's house-made chili, too. So, Chef, spill the beans, as it were.
Well, there's no beans in that chili, that's for sure. There's no beans in any of our chili. But so a long time ago, we were trying to figure out how to do a chili burger. The burgers were starting to become more popular on our menu. And the chili burgers, I grew up here in SoCal. I grew up on Tommy's and Pink's. And every time we tried to develop a burger in a more upscale environment, it doesn't work. Chili burgers are great because of the sum of their parts is greater than what they are individually. And when you're using high-end brioche and high-end everything, it doesn't always play well together to form the best team. So we had donuts on the menu, and we were joking around at the table, working up with ideas of how to do a chili burger, and one of my guys said, well, let's shape the burger as a donut. And I'm like, well, that's not going to work. As soon as you bite it, it's going to fall out. But I went into the kitchen. I said, hey, fry up some donut holes. I did that. We had the chili, and I opened up the donut hole. I put it inside, a little bit of mustard, melted some cheese on top, put a pickle and onion on top, and the beginning of the chili donut was born. We tested it on some friends that were in the restaurant that night. Everybody had the same response. And a couple hours of refinement, and bingo, we had the Boneyard Bistro chili cheese donut. We use Wagyu beef in the chili. So everything we do, though, we just try to use the highest quality product. And it's, you know, it's a Kobe style Wagyu, and so it became the Kobe donut.
Aaron, again, fun. Jumping around a little bit on the menu, you do something special with chicken on Mondays, and it can be had a couple ways. Before we run out of time, let's talk about chicken, because we know you're known for your barbecue, but you make some pretty good cluck, too.
Yeah, fried chicken we do on Mondays. We have for 15 years. We also introduced quite a few years ago Nashville, obviously. It was starting to gain popularity. I spent a year of my career in Nashville, living there, eating Prince's hot chicken. So I would say it is correct. I developed it with one of my guys who's from Nashville, Drew, who's people may know as Bistro Huddy, if they follow TikTok. And then it's been just every Monday, fried chicken. Even we did a show with Barbecue Diva and happened to be shooting on Monday night. And while we're talking barbecue the whole time, we sent out some of the fried chicken for her. And she just dropped. She was like, this is like the best fried chicken she had ever had. So we're always proud of it. It sells out on Monday night. And 25% off beer on top of it. So it's a win-win situation for everybody.
And while we're talking about that, Aaron, let's review your hours and days, because we don't want people not to know that you're around for brunch on weekends.
We are open. We open at 11 now on Saturday and Sundays, and we're open all day right now till 10:30. I see late nights coming hopefully in the next couple months. Late nights will come back on Friday and Saturday nights. We're open during the week, Monday through Friday. We open at 4:30. And we're open until 10:30.
Now, Aaron, for our vegetarian friends out there, you do also have a whole section of salads that are on your menu. So we want people to know that you can take care of everyone. What's a standout salad that you'd like to tell us about?
I just added a section called Eat Your Vegetables. So we just added grilled artichokes and asparagus, and we do smoked shishitos. I'm definitely, it's summertime. I like to eat lighter. I want more vegetables in my diet. So we are adding vegetables at quite a pace right now.
And in your small bites, you always have done, or a regular part of your menu, smoked and roasted cauliflower, which is enormously popular right now. You see a lot of roasted cauliflower, but adding that smoky flavor definitely adds a dimension there.
And it's great, and we do it in tacos and do it in the quesadilla. It's really, really easily utilized in place of a protein. And it's just tasty. I mean, I really like the smoked cauliflower.
Definitely a good item. Now, an unusual sandwich that you have on your menu, which would be a little unexpected in Southern California and in Sherman Oaks, is a Philadelphia steak sandwich. So let's finish on the Philly steak sandwich.
Which I ate for dinner last night. We like to just mix it up and do different specials. Like, we have birria on this weekend, smoked birria. One of the things we do with the Philly, we just do it as true to Philadelphia as possible. We use Omarosa rolls, shaved ribeye. We use white American. We're not into the whiz. But sauteed onions, it's really, really simple, and it's correct. There's no bell peppers getting in the way. If you want some cherry peppers, we can put those on. But it is, the first time we did it, the first table questioned it. They tried one. They ordered a second one, then revealed that they were from Philadelphia.
So Chef, you passed the test.
Yeah, one of the guys from Pat, who's been working at the past 8 years, loves it. He comes in all the time, and he was, like, skeptical. And it's just the way it's supposed to be done. It's not – we're not trying to make it something it isn't. So if you're looking for real Philly, and just – it became so popular, we just can't take it off. So –
Chef, that tells you you're succeeding. Now, in our remaining moment, we've identified that Boneyard Bistro is in Sherman Oaks, but we haven't given the specifics. So, Chef Aaron, exactly where are you in Sherman Oaks?
We're at 13539 Ventura Boulevard. We're about two blocks east of Woodman on Ventura Boulevard. There's a big Starbucks on the corner, a couple doors down.
And let's review the hours one more time.
Monday through Friday, we open at 4:30 till about 10, 10:30 on Fridays. Saturday and Sundays, we open at 11, and we're open till 10:30 and 10 on Sundays. And late night should be coming in the next couple months, where the kitchen will be open till midnight.
Looking forward to that. And the website, Chef?
Oh, www.bistro.com. You can also order right from there and do your pre-ordering and order in line just to pick up. And then we have also the delivery services, but we prefer you guys coming to pick up. We know the quality is better, and it just works out better for everybody if you just order it online and come run up. We'll get it right out to you, or just come in and pick it up.
And we recommend also that on the SoCal Restaurant Show. And there was a little drop there, Aaron. So in terms of the website, it's Boneyard, Boneyard Bistro.com. Ladies and gentlemen, pitmaster and chef and proprietor Aaron Robbins. It is Boneyard Bistro in Sherman Oaks. Chef, great catching up with you. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Ah, all that barbecue has definitely made me thirsty. When we come back, it is Iris Vineyards in the southern part of the Willamette Valley in Oregon. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.